cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to kvoe.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time, 8:14, currently 52 degrees. Nice day across the KVOE listening area with a high of 72 and calm. And it's literally the calm before the storms with a lot of rain chances, showers, and thunderstorms starting tonight all the way through Sunday afternoon. Tonight's low will be 53. We mentioned here this is a huge day in Hornet Nation with the groundbreaking here just a few hours away for Emporia State University's new nursing and student wellness complex. And ESU Foundation Director Shane Shively is joining us here to give us a last-minute preview and some perspective on just how significant this is.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having us.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time to stop in. Big day, huh?
This is a huge day for Emporia State, Hornet Nation, and surrounding area.
Let's talk about the Nursing and Student Wellness Center. We have heard about this, and what an addition to Emporia State on campus, huh?
Right in the heart of campus. You talk about state-of-the-art facility and the progress that Emporia State's been aiming for. Today is a more than just a sign. It's fireworks for us.
Well, it really is. And the nursing program with such a great track record at Emporia State, and they've been tied closely with Newman Regional Health on the Newman Regional Health campus, but that will move now these students to the Emporia State campus.
That's right. It'll move the students, it'll move the faculty to campus, and there's a lot of benefit to that. The relationship and the partnership that we have with Newman will continue to be as strong as it ever has been.
Speaking of that here, Shane, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about kind of the fundraising side of things, which has really helped to offset the initial costs here for this facility. But to have Newman Regional Health's blessing and then also some fundraising coming from Newman Regional Health kind of helps to solidify that.
That's right. Newman Regional Health has been one of our partners, and we've been fortunate to have partners, donors, foundations to come together. And every dollar we raise is a dollar that we don't have to bond or carry on the backs of our students. And as you've heard recently, Emporia State University is attacking the cost of higher education. And when we can do things through private investment, it's better for everybody.
And this is totally private.
It is. It is. That's the aim.
And talk about we talk private, and we talk this is huge. What is the total cost of this project?
All in, it'll be close to $23 million. That's equipment. That's everything. I mean, we're going state of the art, as you would imagine. We're not going to lower the bar. Our students deserve it. We want our future students to be able to go out right into the career field, be ready, and use the equipment that you're going to see in that simulation hospital and the equipped labs that we're going to have throughout the facility.
How significant really is this this move on campus and really what this facility will mean here for the nursing department by the time it's fully up? Not only the fact that it's going to be built by, you know, August of next year, kind of fast-tracking it, but what this entire facility is going to mean for the nursing department.
Well, you know, it means the world to the nursing department. You know, it gives us additional capacity just as far as space. We'll be able to grow the program by sheer numbers, which is incredible. When you look at the state, you look at the region, there's a nursing shortage. It's almost crisis mode. If you look at teachers and you look at nurses, the world needs more of them. And Emporia State does both of those things really, really well. So we're part of the solution. The other side of this facility is the Student Wellness Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there's a big part of that. And when you think about the whole student and that includes mental health, that includes everything that it means to remain healthy so that you can focus on your studies. That's where the other piece of this facility is going to add value to our campus.
Well, and to get this done at, I'm going to say, it's warp speed, it looks like, Shane. I mean, this is fast-tracked, isn't it?
Ron, you know what? It is fast-tracked, but right now on campus, everything is fast-tracked. It's just the new pace, and it's exciting. Every day is exciting, and, you know, you work hard, you play hard, and as long as you're able to see progress, you know you're doing the right thing. So we've got an incredible team on campus. It's just an exciting time right now.
So let's talk about the groundbreaking ceremony today, 11 o'clock. A lot of dignitaries on hand to have some remarks today.
That's absolutely right. There's nothing like getting dressed up and throwing some dirt, you know. We've got an incredible group coming back to campus, traveling from all over the state and probably even beyond. And this event is open to the community, by the way. 11 o'clock, come up to the pedestrian mall area, which is just south of Abigail Morris Hall, and join in the festivities. This is an historic day. This does not happen all that often. It's been a long time since we've constructed a new academic building, and so come be a part of the fun. This is not just for Emporia State. This is for our community and entire region.
Yeah, it's 1979 is the last time there was a new academic building on campus, so you're looking at a 45-year stretch. And you mentioned some of the dignitaries. We're going to have 17th District Senator Jeff Longbein, the way it sounds, making remarks, 60th District Representative Mark Schreiber, also of Emporia, and a Speaker of the Kansas House, Dan Hawkins, set to appear as well. How important is the legislative support and the legislative recognition of what you're trying to do?
Well, the partnership between the legislative folks in Emporia State is incredible right now. I think they understand what Emporia State is trying to do and the significance of our efforts and what it means for our state. And you're starting to see that within some of the actions that they're taking, and their presence on our campus today is a sign of that as well.
Well, Shane Shively with us here, Emporia State Foundation CEO. And Shane, you mentioned Emporia State is attacking with scholarships right now. I think that probably is aptly put, because you don't often hear of scholarships in the number like Emporia State has just announced heading into the spring. What's the reaction been, not only on campus, but what are you hearing from around the academic world on this new theme with the scholarships from Emporia State?
Well, it's exciting. I don't know if you guys know, but my wife Mary Shively, Dr. Shively, is certainly helping out as a partner over there in the admissions office, and we do get to cross paths from time to time. And you know, every time Emporia State comes out with another significant announcement, you know, we had the Jumpstart program that came out late last week, and I'm telling you, her phone and other phones throughout campus, folks are reaching out and understanding the real value of what Emporia State offers our students effective immediately. This is an incredible time, you know, to compare what Emporia State offers compared to any other institution. I would put us up against anyone. And our academic offerings are top tier. And so, you know, you really need to put pencil to paper and understand what Emporia State's putting out there. It is attacking the cost might be an understatement.
Yeah,
well said. Well, again, Shane, we've got big activities coming up here at 11 o'clock here on campus. But, you know, your office is quite busy. And I'm going to ask here kind of what else you got maybe that's possibly coming down the pike here before the end of the academic year here, which is about a month out. Or is it more of a stay tuned side of things maybe later in the year before we got something else big coming from ESU?
Well, I will tell you this. We are focused on recruiting scholarships. You know, when we talk about you know, putting these academic recruiting scholarships out there in the packages that they're and at the volume that they're out there, you know, we're going to count on private investment, our donors to help underwrite those scholarships. So we're looking for spendable scholarships now, and we've got some targets that we've got to hit in order to. You know, we need 3 to 4 big classes on campus, and so that's really what our aim is right now. And then we're going to finish off the fundraising effort for the Nursing and Student Wellness Center. And there might be something else. You've had David Spafford on here previously, I believe, and you know, the athletic master plan is something that is we're putting some polish to right now.
Polish. That is lightly put right there.
I like
all
that.
Right. Well, Shane, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Great day to be a Hornet.
Amen. Thank you, fellas.
Appreciate it, Shane Shively, Emporia State Foundation. And, yeah, the Nursing and Student Wellness Center groundbreaking, 11 o'clock on campus, ESU this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of our morning show with event activity, such as what you just heard here, let us know at 620-342-1400, and we will get you on the schedule. Want to let you know what's coming up here for the rest of the hour and the rest of the day today. First off, the Newsmaker 2 segment coming up here in just a second with City Solid Waste Supervisor Keith Senn. We're talking about the start of free landfill days here this weekend. We also get our biweekly update around 8:45 or so with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. We have the on-air chat 10:06 this morning. Our focus is Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness and the Royals, who got back